Blackstone Audio presents Nightfall by Cherry Adair. Chapter 1. Malaruza, Central West Africa.
Morning,
Kes Goodall said absently as she and Simon Blackthorne passed in an upstairs hallway of the city offices of Malaruza's state capitol building. Tear and sweat tracks painted pale lines through the dirt on her sunburned cheeks, and her gray eyes were shadowed. Something was up. She made no effort to hide it. In fact, Simon observed that despite the greeting, she was barely aware of those she passed, and probably wasn't even seeing individuals as she speed-walked by. Intrigued, he turned to watch her retreat. Cute ass. She was publicist for Abioye Bongani, Simon's old college friend and current president of Malaruza. Goodall had held up well in the past 2 months, considering that she'd been banished to this tiny country in Midwestern Africa. No one wanted to hire her back in Atlanta, Georgia, where she was from. The PR community there had closed ranks on her. Instead of looking for a job anywhere else in the United States, she'd opted for a time out here in Africa. She hadn't chosen easy, that was for sure. Escalating skirmishes on the border between Malaruza and Huren, an outbreak of some deadly virus, and the upcoming elections were all keeping her out of trouble and on her toes. As far as Simon could tell, she'd done a pretty decent job of promoting the good Abi was doing for his country. Since Abi was becoming suspiciously more saint-like as the day of his re-election approached, her duties were of the cheerleader variety, exactly what the untidy yet vivacious Ms. Goodall excelled at.